My question. A president has an animus against a group.
Yes.
And then the group presents a clear national defense risk. Everybody agrees to that. May the president take action notwithstanding his or her animus, or is that president disqualified operating on that risk because of the animus?
No, Your Honor. The animus is not permanently disqualifying for any circumstance. What the question...
So that the president then, in that situation, could take action if there is a national security risk?
Your Honor, I think the president could take action if it would appear to the reasonable, objective observer that his purpose was not to forward his animus, to advance his animus, but in fact
his primary
was for
purpose?
A secular...
You mean his primary purpose?
Yes, Your Honor.
Let me ask you to follow up on that then.
If a different candidate had won the election and then issued this order, I gather you wouldn't have any problem with that.
Well, McCreary teaches us...
A different candidate who did not make the same expressions as President Trump did.
Yes, Your Honor. I think McCreary and other cases teach us that the same action could be constitutional in some circumstances and not in others.
No,
but I want to emphasize...
My particular question is, if some other candidate had won the election and issued this executive order that's before us, I gather you would have no problem with that. Is that right?
I,